Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, family? Thank you for tuning in to the Dream Nation podcast. My name is Casanova. I'll be your host, and I'm excited to be bringing to you entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and trailblazers from around the world. Stay locked in with us because we're about to go on a journey that will change your life. What is up, Dream Builder? I just got one question. Did you miss me? Well, hopefully you did, but either way, I'm back. We back. Man, it feels like it's been a long time, right? And in many ways, it kind of has been. It's been a couple months, but I'm excited to rock back with y'all. And I want to first off just say thank you to everybody who's reached out after this EYL episode has dropped. For those who don't know, the Dream Nation podcast is a part of the Earn Your Leisure Network. And man, it's been overwhelming the amount of people that have reached out because of my story, because of the success that I've had in life. And just, it's been really, really dope. But here's what I want this episode to be about. I wanted this to be more of a raw, uncut. For anybody who is listening at this, you'll probably understand that. But this is going to be a solo episode. I don't intend for it to be too long, but I do got some nuggets that I want to share. And also, I want to tell you where I've been, where I am now, and then also where we're going. So I'll tell you, over these last 4 months, it's been definitely a crazy whirlwind for me. For those who don't know, who didn't listen to the show, I'm now down in Dallas, Texas. And this is a crazy move. If 4 months ago, I had no idea that we'd be living down here in Dallas. We knew that we always wanted to go south, but I'll tell you, we always thought that it was going to be like Phoenix, because that was the first spot on the list, which is Phoenix, Scottsdale area. Then we also had Florida. We were looking at somewhere in Florida or, you know, Texas. But Dallas came about. And that's a whole nother story where I'll tap into on a solo episode. I'll tap into how did we get down here to Dallas. But I wanted to keep this episode on point and tell you guys about where I've been. So over these last 4 months, things have been crazy for me. And the reason why I say that is because, of course, with the podcast, and you all know because you're listening to this episode right now, but with the podcast, we've had a lot of success. I remember when I first started this thing out probably 3 years ago, my goal was to be able to inspire other people to live a life by their design. Now, what does that mean? That means that for me, I've always been a kid who I've had curiosity. I've wanted to try a lot of different things. And why? Is because when we're kids, what do our parents tell us? They want us to try everything. They want us to figure out what is that thing that lights us up, that brings us joy. So for me, I've always wanted to try everything. And I think also because I was always that kid that nobody ever gave me a sense of direction in life. Like, my dad was never in my life. My mom and my grandma, both of them, while they gave me unconditional love, they never really said, okay, here's your path. Here's how you could be successful. Here's, you know, the ways that I was successful. Here's the foundation I'm going to build for you. Now, they built a foundation for me of character, but when it came to trying a lot of different things for me to build financial freedom, for me to build personal freedom, which is very important to me. And for those who don't know, when we talk about financial freedom, obviously that gives you the opportunity to be able to not have to worry about money. But when we talk about personal freedom, I think that it's way bigger than financial freedom, because I've met millionaires. I've met billionaires that you could just tell, and they've mentioned it, even when they make money, it doesn't make them happier. There's going to come a time in life where you make X amount of money, that money is no longer the goal. Then it's truly personal freedom. It's how do I find peace within myself? How do I stop looking around at what everybody else is doing and stop challenging myself in a way that makes me feel like what I'm doing is no longer just as valuable because somebody else is on a different path, right? Everybody has a different path in life. And for me, that's always been the thing that I've been searching for. And I'll tell you, it's still a work in progress. But what I had to do over these last 3 to 4 months. Now, I will also tell you that the break, the pause on the podcast, it was intentional. So it wasn't that we just weren't, you know, that all of a sudden I went through some deep, deep depression or anything like that. It was intentional because we were just wrapping up season 4. And now we're about to release season 5. Trust me when I tell you, it's going to be even more powerful. I'm going to share that with you guys, but let me not get too far off the track. But I knew when I got done with season 4 that I needed to recalibrate. And I think that's important for anybody who's listening to this right now, because a lot of the times we get so caught up in just going through the motions, that we never stop to re-optimize, to re-energize. Shout out to Duke basketball. Think about basketball. When all of a sudden there's a stretch of 3, 4, 5, 6 buckets sometimes, right? What does the coach do? The coach on the other side calls timeout. Why? It's because we need to recalibrate. Even if you have a stretch of 3 to 4 turnovers, what do? You call timeout, right? We need to re-energize. So that was a big deal for me. It was me going back through and recalibrating to figure out who was I trying to serve? What was the message that I was trying to get across? And not just going through the motions. And so if you're going through something like that right now, I would tell you it's okay to take a break. It's okay to sit back and really try to search for yourself. And if you say, man, I'm going through it right now, it's hard for me to envision or hard for me to come up with who I am. Well, then I would tell you to look back to when you were 13, 14, 15 years old. And what were the things that brought you the most joy? You didn't have a lot of responsibility at that time. If you're grown right now, if you're over 21, you got responsibility. You got to get a job. You got to pay some rent. You might even have some kids that you got to take care of. So think about when you can go back and you can look at those days, what brought you the most joy? And I always say, you know, joy wouldn't feel so good if it wasn't for pain. And for me, I've been through a lot of pain. But when a lot of people have asked me, how have I been able to get through it? I think the big thing for me, and Troy asked me this on the EYL show, shout out again to my brothers, but Troy asked me, you know, what was the mental fortitude like, right? When I've went through stage 4 lymphoma cancer, 2 weeks away from death, when I've went through losing my mom, my job, my home, all within a matter of
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores led by Walmart and Target are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
2.5 weeks. When I went through losing my 2 best friends at the age of 8 to a swimming accident that I was supposed to be right there with them at, doing everything that they were doing, I always think that when I go through those struggles, when I go through those pains, I've always just found a way to look ahead. So in the times when I think about me being in the cancer center and it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon and I got to be there for the next 2.5 hours or 3 hours, depending on what their drugs were, I couldn't think about, man, I got 2 hours and 48 minutes left. Because that's like being in jail and, you know, you got 10 years. You're going to sit there and think about every day? No. What are you going to think about? Man, when I get out of here, I can't wait to hug my daughter. I can't wait to take my son to school for the first day. When I get out of here, man, I can't wait to take my wife on a date again. When I get out of here, I can't wait to speak my truth, to tell them that, you know, I was innocent from the start. I did my time, but you don't have to go through that if you have, you know, proper education or whatever it might be. You have to think about what is going to be the future. What's going to bring you light and hope at the end of the tunnel? And I still do that to this day. All of the times when I am looking to build up. And so that's where I've been over these last couple months. I've been really just trying to recalibrate, figure out, you know, what is my next stage and what does that look like? Now, where I am now, it's been really cool. So we have one daycare that's built already. That one's running phenomenal. Great leadership staff, amazing leadership staff. We have another one that should be built here in the next 5 months. We built that one from the ground up. That one's going to have capacity for 165 kids, which is going to be amazing as well. And then we have one that we're looking at here down in Dallas, Texas, which has been, you know, super crazy. These deals are, I can't wait to tap into the numbers on these deals, but yeah, these deals are a lot more expensive, and you would think that it's all the same, but I think that it's really taught me that bigger just means that you got to cross your T's and dot your I's a little bit more. And so that's something that I've been doing here, which is another reason why I have not been as active in terms of recording. But here's what I'll tell you. Where we're going right now is we're about to release season 5, and season 5 is going to be phenomenal. I'll tell you, we have some of the biggest names in the world on here, but more importantly, we have so much substance. And I looked at, where do I want to take the Dream Nation podcast now? Well, I understand there's a lot of people that, again, are suffering from some type of pain. And maybe that's financial pain. Maybe that's mental pain. And what I want to do is to be able to bridge the gap to connect them with as many thought leaders and experts as possible. So in this next season, I could tell you that we're going to have NBA superstars on this season. We're going to have New York Times bestselling authors on this season. We're going to have TEDx speakers on this season. We're going to have a big, big multifamily empire investors on this season. We're going to be bringing heat. When I tell you, these are episodes that you won't want to miss. And when I tell you, I'm just as excited as you, I am, because I love to continue to be inspired. And when I say I love to continue to be inspired, that means I want somebody that could teach me something different. I want somebody that can make me think, man, I never thought of that. I want somebody that can make me think that I don't got it all figured out, because sometimes we think that we got it all figured out until we run into some people that it's what? And so I'm excited about all of the guests that are coming. I could tell you that the episodes are going to be weekly for now as we get back into it. We are going to release these on Wednesdays, but they are going to be weekly. And then we're going to try to ramp these up to twice a week. So there's going to be real estate. Like I said, so many different styles of guests. But again, the goal is to talk to entrepreneurs and thought leaders who are creating waves for people, because I believe that everybody is a dreamer and everybody can create a path that could allow somebody else to be successful. And that's what true entrepreneurship is. It's solving a problem to allow other people to come behind you to then be successful as well. Think about what Elon Musk has done. He's inspired so many engineers and developers because he solved a major problem. He's created so many people having beliefs and dreams. And so that's what the goal of this podcast is. I'll tell you, rock with me if you're looking to figure out what is your path, but more so, even when you find that path, how do you scale it? And how do you create ultimately personal freedom? So that's all for this episode. I'm going to be bringing you guys, I promise you, I'm going to stay consistent. We're going to bring the heat. But I want you guys to understand that I never left. I recalibrated. And I think for a lot of people right now, that's what it's got to be. It's got to be recalibration. If you are struggling right now that you feel like you're stuck, you got to take a step back. You got to go find you some joy, because otherwise just grinding through the mud. What happens is you just find your way becoming exhausted. Then you just die out. And so that's not what you want to do. You want to recalibrate. You want to remember why you started. Because remember, I always say, in the dream we trust. We all got a dream. But if you don't act on that dream, and act means recalibrate every once in a while, that means that dream that you have, it will only merely be a fantasy. That's all for this one. We're going to catch you on the next one. That's all we got for this episode. Thank you for sticking around. That truly means a lot to me. And hopefully that means that we delivered massive value on this one. If you haven't already, the way that you could say thank you to myself and the team is just by heading over to iTunes and leaving a review and a rating. That's what iTunes loves to see. That's how we get out there even more. And I would definitely be grateful for it. I know the team would as well. Do me a favor and head on over to dreamnationpodcast.com.
That's where you're going to be able to find all of the resources that we talked about in today's episode, as well as more exclusive content. And you'll also be able to sign up to our email list where we have more exclusive content. And we always love to hear the feedback from you all because you're our tribe. So remember, in the dream we trust, we'll see you on the flip side.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.